everyone. I'm your host, comedian, magician, Danny Whitson. But it's all tricks aside, because tonight, we're turning the paranormal into the normal. Join me as we explore the gray areas of reality. We're going to talk all things paranormal. UFOs, ghosts, cryptids, and aliens. And see how it's all connected. This podcast is brought to you by the Experiencer Support Association, and we are live. So if you're an experiencer yourself, or you're just plain nosy, be sure to send me your question and subscribe to the podcast. Now, get ready, because it's going to get deep. No, really, we're going to go way out there, because this is Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. What's happening, paranormal junkies? Welcome to Beyond the Tinfoil Hat, and I'm your host, comedian magician Danny Whitson, and we are broadcasting live from the E-United Public Radio Network, the UFO Paranormal Radio Network, on 105.3 FM on the Gulf Coast and 107.7 FM in New Orleans. Guys, we got a great show lined up. But first, if you guys have not done so, head over to theexperiencersupport.org, check out some awesome articles by Ryan Stacy, and if you have any stories, experiencers, if you're out there, reach out to Ryan at theexperiencersupport.org. Let him know your story. He'll investigate. He will get answers for you. Also, if you haven't done so, check us out on Patreon at Heed the World on Patreon. Make a donation, a little $4 donation, get you some cool stuff, okay? Head over there and check that out as well. Now, I'm excited, super excited, okay? Because this evening's guest is somebody who I happen to know, somebody from my very own hometown right here in Oak Ridge, Tennessee, the Secret City. Yes, but not only is this guy an experiencer or a paranormal believer with some pretty cool stories, he's also a very talented musician. Yes. So if you guys will, let's welcome this evening's guest, Brent, a.k.a. Be Bloody Henley.
Good evening, everybody.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
Dude, I'm great. This is an honor. Thank you for having me on.
Well, you know, like I said, we know each other, which is really cool. So I was like, there's no way this, you know, this is Brent. So this is going to be fun. This is going to be awesome. But Brent, I tell you what, if you don't mind, will you let the viewers know a little more about yourself?
Sure. So I've lived in Oak Ridge most of my life. I mean, I was born in Chattanooga, but I was pretty much raised here. I'm in a band called the Black Goat Collective. There's three or four members, and I'm one of them. We do gothic, hip-hop, rap, metal, squeezed all into one. It's very strange. It's not for everybody, but, you know, I think you'll like it if you take a listen to it.
Well, it's definitely something different, and it's very catchy music as well.
Thanks.
And I do know, like, you could hop on, like, I know on TikTok, you guys have a lot of things out there on TikTok, a lot of beats and music and stuff. You guys have been doing a lot of live shows, traveling around, doing some pretty cool venues. But it does have kind of like it is a dark, gothic kind of, and it's got kind of a hip-hop feel to it, right?
Yeah, it's dark rap, hip-hop. You can stream us on every streaming platform. We've got, I think, 7 or 8 songs. You can stream it on YouTube, Spotify, and Amazon Music, Apple. It's on
everywhere. Everywhere. You're everywhere. There we go. Well, that's cool. The Black Goat Collective. Okay. So you guys, when we get done with this podcast, you guys need to go check it out, give them a listen, and tap into your dark side. You know, get tapping to your dark side a little bit. Well, this is something really cool. Like, for you guys that may not know, me and Brent, we have been meaning forever to get together and talk because Brent is a big UFO paranormal guy, too. He loves talking about these things. He's an experiencer, a believer, especially with the UFO phenomenon that's going on, which is, I tell people all the time, it's such an exciting time because it's such a weird time.
It is.
It's so weird. So, never in a million years did we ever believe that we would see Congress addressing the UFO phenomenon, and whistleblowers coming. And if you do any type of following of this topic whatsoever, there seems like there's new information every day that pops
up. Absolutely. It just blows my mind, man. It's incredible.
And it's so crazy that, and this is something else that I bring up all the time. And I don't know if I brought this up to you yet, Brent, but, we do get so much information, so much stuff comes out. And there's times that I feel like we are lied to intentionally. Like there is false claims that really are false, but it's to throw you off from the stuff that is actually really true as well. Like the easiest way to, to cloud it up is to, like, even though this isn't the case, but we all do this. All it takes is just one bad claim, one bad apple, and we're like, oh, they're all bad, And that's not true, but we do that. Like I said, there's like, it's a crazy time, Never in a million years would I ever thought that we would be seeing kind of like what's going on. And hopefully before me and you are dead and gone, we get answers one day.
I really hope so, bud. I really do.
Well, let me do this real quick, Brent. What got you, because you've always been a very, artsy guy. You've always been interested in type of performing arts, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And also with a little dark kind of the beat of your own drum, what got you interested maybe in this area, of UFOs and ghosts and whatnot?
Okay, so what really got me into it? I mean, I always was curious, but back in the day in the library they had books, the paranormal and UFOs. My granny had a book that had UFOs in it. I think I can't remember the name of it, but
was
anyway,
it one of the Time books? Was it Time or
Time something like that? Time Life.
One of those books where they came out. Man, I always. The commercial scared me to death, but yeah.
But what really got me is I saw a movie called Fire in the Sky a long time ago. And that one alien scene where they were, Travis got abducted, man, that scared the crap out of me. And I've been infatuated ever since. I have.
So. I had the pleasure of meeting Travis Walton at the it was the UFO Alien Expo. Sat through his lecture, and Travis he has a whole new take on what happened now. The movie kind of portrayed it kind of being a very negative, terrifying experience, and it was at the moment what he was going through. But now it seems like. Travis, he feels like they were there to help him more.
Okay.
And, he really breaks down apparently he still has some experiences, because a lot of people believe, and I haven't tried this, but a lot of people believe that there's you can communicate consciously through meditation in other ways now.
I believe that, yes.
I'm not knocking it. I'm not knocking it at all, because, there's people that literally they'll meditate and they'll communicate with the UFOs and they go outside and they look up and guess what they see? It's there.
Really? Yeah.
So, but Travis Walton really, it was a really interesting lecture. Went to, got to meet him. Nice guy. And I remember that movie very well, too. The movie that got me at first, I remember, I don't know if you ever saw, did you ever see The Communion?
Yes. I just watched it a month ago. Yeah.
Oh, really? Did you? Oh, God.
It's very strange, dude. It really is.
And you can, you know, you can look at some of the, you know, the actual guy. I'm sorry, people, forgive me, but I don't remember the actual guy's name, but it was like one of the first big stories that hit like that, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I mean, you know, who knows, but it was an interesting, definitely interesting movie. Terrifying, scared me to death.
Yeah. But especially back in the '80s, man, that was
so much. I don't know, man. I think we were getting a lot of hints back in the '80s too.
Oh,
you know,
I think
like
so.
E.T., you know what I mean? Like, what are you trying to tell us? You know what I mean?
Right. But yeah, man, those movies back in the day, I think that's what got me started, you know, with this infatuation with it. And, you know, my aunts and uncles used to tell me stories about them seeing like giant two black objects flying past their house and stuff like that. Stories like that got me like, you know, curious about it. And I was like, man, you know, what if that is real and all that stuff? So, you know.
Well, you know, the crazy thing about it is, you know, we were talking about, you know, our hometown here in Oak Ridge. It is a government town. For people who are not aware, Oak Ridge played a big role in the Manhattan Project of World War II in helping, you know, build and design the atomic bomb. And, you know, me and Brent we're talking the other day, and Brent, you know, found this report and sent it to me, which actually Ryan Stacy, the founder of Tessa and Beyond the Tinfoil Hat, he actually dug this article up a couple years ago, and I got to see it, this report. So it wasn't new to me, but I thought this is so cool. I'm glad that you, Brent, were able to go and get it as well. But it's an interesting report from 1950.
Well, actually, it goes back to 1944, all the way So, but yeah, throughout the 50s, man, it was a hot spot, man.
Oh man, dude, and how many times do we see that and hear that? Like, you know, UFO activity around. You know, it's always around nuclear bases. You know, or a lot of military bases. You see, you know, a lot of stuff like that. So it makes sense that something like that was going on. You know, especially of what was happening at the time.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, a lot of these things are still classified. They've only, like, declassified several of these documents. And some of these things are very vague. I mean, it could go way deeper, I'm sure.
Oh, yes, yes. It can be. I mean, I think we're just, you know, some things are just kind of, you know, scratching the surface of what's out there, you know.
Right.
And this, I tell you what, you know, where did you just do a Google search on this and it popped up? Was it?
No, actually this was sent over to me by my father. Like, and okay. He's big.
And your dad's awesome, by the way.
That's thank you. But yeah, he sent me over like all these declassified documents. He told me, he's been telling me stories about some things that, well, they're not in the reports, but like I've been reading over everything to see if it was in there. But he mentioned something about a shape-shifting UFO that went over the Oak Ridge Turnpike near K-25, if I'm not mistaken. It like didn't land on the ground, but it was hovering about 6 foot. It came down like a teardrop and flattened out like a pancake. And it was like right there, and it, like a whole bunch of government officials had seen it up close. I thought that was quite interesting myself. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Now, was this something, was this in the 70s, 80s, 60s?
It was about the 50s, the time they were building Oak Ridge.
Back when everything was kind of going, okay, back in that. Okay. Because now, see, also, you guys, quick little history lesson, Oak Ridge did not exist prior to World War II. It was a secret city project, strictly government ran. And wow, that I never heard that story, but I think that's insane. That's crazy.
A lot of the things I'm going to talk to you guys about, like they range all the way back from 1944. I'm telling you what, March 1950, there's like 6 days in a row. They had all these reports going on.
And this is here in our town.
Right.
Wow.
And then, October, man, I've got documentation like October, let's see, 12th, the 13th, the 15th, 16th, like, yeah, all kinds of stuff, scrambled radars and stuff like that.
That's wild to me. That's so exactly. Well, I tell you what, let's pull up the one report there. We're going to go ahead and pull that up real quick. So this is the one report that you had sent me, and I'd actually, you know, had the pleasure of checking out before. But this covers, you know, about a sighting, and, you know, it's remarkable because the people who saw it were, you know, these weren't just some, you know, crazy idiot. And, you know, this was military, you know, folk, people there at the lab who had witnessed something like this.
Yeah, like credible, like, you know.
Smart people.
Yes, yes. Like military, you know, yeah, the people high up. All this stuff right here, this was what, October 21st, 1950, correct? Yeah.
Yeah.
So we had commanding generals, third party FBI, like the G2 section, the Third Army, the Oak Ridge, the Knoxville Airport reported stuff, all these sightings over Oak Ridge. It's incredible, man. These, you know, you have to take these people serious.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's amazing, though, how, I mean, you know, back then we know how they kept stuff secret, you know, and, you know, of course, people say, I don't see how the government's not that good to keep secrets. No, actually, they are, you know, yeah, they are. That's the secret, is that they're better at keeping secrets than what you think they are. But now, you know, I will say that we live in the information age. We live in the age where there's a camera everywhere. So you have a chance to document, get it every chance you got. So I think that's why we're starting to see more and more UFO footage. You know, I mentioned this a few weeks back. There was a really good UFO caught on video. A lady was on a plane and right over LaGuardia. Yeah. New York. Yep. And I was like, my God, that's amazing. What is that? And it was, you know, going a little too fast to be a drone. You know,
so, with the age of like CGI and things like that, it's hard to decipher on what's real and what's not. But I really think that is a credible a video. I think that's for real.
Absolutely. And I mean, you're right. In the age that we live in with CGI, it's so easy to fake. And whenever people say, well, why would anybody fake this? Well, there's plenty of reasons, because human beings love attention. They love clicks. They love likes. They love views. Okay. So, but also though, if there's ways that there's other ways you can view things and look at it. That video, I think, is authentic. And I think, you know, wow, this is, you know, what can you say? And then it goes along with all the other claims that we've heard from, you know, Navy pilots and other people that have seen things, even commercial airline pilots who just recently weren't allowed to speak of it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. They were scared.
Yeah.
Let me bust in with this. So a couple of years back, there was news reports of four objects being shot down over the United States and Canada. And they only deciphered one of them was a Chinese weather balloon. And we never heard what the other three objects were. It was just kind of like pushed to the side and nobody spoke of it again. Doesn't that, you know, that kind of.
That's weird.
It is weird.
I mean, come on, man. That's a little odd, don't you think? I'm with you. You know, there was never no really real mention, you know, about it after that, you know. I mean, oh yeah, we can't find it. We can't find what we shot down. We're like, yeah, right, dude. Come on. There's, you know, like I said, there's a ton of stuff that we're not being told. And I think they're letting us in very slowly, very, very tiny. First, I remember the first time when I heard about the whole disclosure thing right off the bat. I was listening to a podcast, and we had another musician, Brent, who believes in UFOs. Tom DeLonge from Blink 182.
Dude, awesome. Yes.
Well, the first time, now I'm going to be honest, dude. The first time Tom DeLonge opened his mouth and stuff started coming out, I thought, cuckoo, cuckoo, cuckoo. You know, I was like, dude, there's no way. This guy has like, he's smoked way too much. He's too many trips. He's gone. But the crazy thing is like a couple years go by and I'm like, damn, everything Tom is saying is happening.
Dang, yeah, I mean, he got the attention from the government. I mean, for real, like everybody started. I mean, if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't have that TikTok or a Tic Tac video.
Yeah.
You know, so that's awesome.
It's so it just makes you wonder, you know, you're like, so then it goes back to everything that Tom was saying. You're just like, what is going on? You know, what is happening here? So it's like I said, man, we live in some really, really crazy times, interesting times, but crazy times. Now, your dad. So your dad is kind of what got you into the, you know, interested in the UFO phenomenon, correct?
He has a big influence on it. He worked over at Y-12 for 32 years. He's retired, and he's not allowed to tell me a lot of the things that he knows went on over there. But he said, if I knew, it would blow my mind. I'm sure there's a whole lot of stuff over there that so top secret, we'll never, ever really know. There's a lot of stuff that happened over there, and I'm sure that we'll probably never see it.
And, you know, like, well, I mean, that one story, I had never heard that story before, you know, and you said, and that's Oak Ridge Turnpike going out towards probably, wow, that is nuts. That is, you know, see, that's a cool, those are cool bedtime stories you got, Brent.
But there was, you know, there's a lot of the building of the bombs. What was it? Making the uranium. I can't even think of the name of it. Processing the uranium for these bombs and all this stuff, all nuclear stuff. And I'm sure that got the attention of you know, aliens, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, hey, what's going on down there? Hey, we need to take that, you know, we need to go check that out. They might be getting ready to do something. So
there's times I've wondered, you know, are they doing this because, I mean, you know, there are reports to where they have showed up nuclear bases and shut everything down. I've been like, okay, you know, nothing's working, you know, this is what we can do, okay. But I mean, you wonder what's the point? Why do you guys keep showing up? I mean, are you guys? I mean, it makes, because there's so many theories out there, and so many people have them. And my mind, you know, like the doors are open. Like, is it, you know, little green men? Is it interdimensional beings? Is it us from the future? You know,
I thought about all those things, and they could be us from the future observing the past, and, you know, but,
well, you know, Einstein was Einstein had a famous saying to where he said, if time travel to the past was, you know, he proved that time travel to the future is possible, but if time travel to the past was possible, where's everyone from the future? Well, Einstein, this may be it. This may be what we're seeing. Or like I said, it could be some type of interdimensional beings, but and that's what I tend to lean on a lot these days, is that they are coming here from some type of other dimension. But it makes you wonder, why are they? I mean, if you're just kind of like showing up to the nuclear bases and flexing your muscles a little bit and not doing anything, what's the point?
True, but you know, also, one of the things I was like, kind of like curious about, like, or, but the CERN project, where they're opening dimensional portals and stuff like that. We'll never really know, I guess, but they actually floated that idea here in Oak Ridge as well.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So that's pretty interesting. And who knows, they might have already done it.
Absolutely.
One day we might wake up and like we'll live the Stephen King mist, you know, in real life.
That would be kind of cool. And don't get me wrong, that's the fun part of it, because sometimes, you know, this reality can be so boring. You're like, man, I kind of want an alien invasion to happen, dude.
You know? I think the same.
I don't want to go to work tomorrow. Can we get this? Can we make this happen? I don't know, though, man. I think, though, and here's something else to really point out, too, is like a lot of people, you know, as humans, we're the most arrogant, cocky things. We're the worst things ever happened on this rock, by the way. Guys, we're the worst. We are awful. What if we're not at the top of the food chain? What if this is a higher intelligence that has been on Earth? What if they're just Earthlings and they've been here all along and they're like, oh, gosh, what are they doing now? You know, we're the rat problem. You know, today.
Yeah. And they want to escape Earth. They're like watching us from afar. They're like, man, don't touch those guys.
They're nasty. And we are. We're nasty.
We are.
You don't want to touch us. We're gross. But I don't know, man. I mean, I think all that is out there, and there's more and more information coming out all the time. I never was a conspiracy person. I kind of used to laugh at conspiracy people, you know, but I don't now. I do think there's somebody else pulling the strings other than the people we see on TV, you know. And they're going to let us know a little bit at a time until it's ready. But it's like I said, definitely interesting times to be alive. And with you, Brent, you're coming with all this nice hometown Oak Ridge, Tennessee history, which I didn't know we had so much of. Now that you did say something, this backs up back to the 1940s.
Yes, actually, in 1944, there was reports of metal tubes hovering over a gaseous diffusion plant.
What?
Yes. That's one of the top in this piece of paper that I've got highlighted.
So these are the Tic Tac. These are basically the Tic Tacs.
Yes.
That we're seeing now.
Right.
But this was in 1944.
1944. Yes. Yes. Very crazy. They have. Apparently, there's a bunch of photographs that had been taken, and they are all. They're all missing. So somebody has taken those photographs and they're hiding them, and we'll probably never see those. But, you know, there it goes all the way to like the 1950s, especially October. There is one for almost every single day. These are long reports. I wish I had enough time to go through some of these. Were like scrambled radars, aluminum flashes, cracking noises in the sky, almost like thunder, but more mechanical sounding.
Now let me ask you this real quick, Brent. Now, you have had some experiences of your own, correct?
I have.
Okay. Now, because, you know, I just recently had a UFO Tic Tac experience, but this is what we're going to do here in Oak Ridge. I definitely want to talk about that, too. But this is what we're going to do. Guys, send us your questions. We're going to cut to the commercial break. We'll be right back with Brent Henley.
Have you ever wondered, or maybe just thought to yourself, if there were others just like you? You know, people with extraordinary abilities, psychogenic advancement, and perhaps unique intuitions. Maybe you just wondered if there were other people who experienced unimaginable, unexplained, or even unusual and paranormal events. Are there people who have more questions, more fears, than answers? Well, you're not alone. You've never been alone. We believe you. Sign up for EA today.
Assets are worth protecting. Blacklight Investigative and Surveillance Services specializes in patrolling and inspecting residential or commercial property against fire, theft, vandalism, terrorism, and illegal activity. People and buildings are monitored to prevent crime. Keep your property, your people, and your assets safe from threat. Our elite staff are dual licensed private investigators and security guards. Blacklight Investigative and Surveillance Services. Go to blacklightiss.com.
All right, welcome back. And if you guys are just now tuning in, we are here with Brent Henley, a.k.a. Be Bloody from the Black Goat Collective and UFO enthusiast. I tell you what, Brent, this is what I want to get to the good stuff. I want to get to the good, juicy, juicy, juicy stuff, this stories. That's one thing I love when I have guests on here. I love to hear their stories. And I believe, you know, our viewers do too. So if you don't care, man, let's hear one of your experiences, one of your UFO experiences.
Sure. Okay. So a couple of years back, I had purchased a house up on Kingfisher. It's up on top of the hill right next to where the high schoolers play basketball or football.
Also, I do want to say this. Brent's talking a lot of Oak Ridge slang here, folks.
Yeah, so. Sorry. But the house I bought, once the leaves clear, like in the fall and the winter, and there's like a clear view, you can see down on the city, all the city lights and stuff. So it's pretty cool. But one day I was sitting on the front porch and you could just see a light hovering over the telephone lines from way off in the distance. Sat there and watched it. It would like slowly move back and forth. And I was sat there and watched it for hours. It just did that and did that and did that and then just like faded away. There's also a time when I was delivering pizzas a long, long time ago, back in the early 2000s, late 90s, whatever it was. I was delivering in a undeveloped area where near a rock quarry. and I saw up in the sky, and it was very, very visible. It looked hollow in the middle, and it looked like a crown almost, like a crown that you would sit on your head. But it was a light, and it was bright as hell, and dark in the middle.
Now, this was something flying over by the quarry?
Yeah. It was up in the sky, obviously, way up. But I had to get out of my car and sit there and look at it. I didn't move. I didn't want to waste a whole lot of time. And this is before, you know, cell cameras and stuff like that. So, but if I did have one, I'd have an awesome picture to show you guys. So,
you know, what's crazy about that is like, my first UFO that I ever saw my whole life was probably about 6 months ago. And it was literally, it was here in town, and I was broad daylight going down Illinois Avenue, and I was driving, and I just happened to look up, and I saw a cylinder type, you know, shape, and it was just moving on by. And I thought, wait a minute, what's going on? You know, wait a minute, you know, and I look up and I'm like, does anybody else see this? What is this thing? It was too high up to be a drone, and it was way too low to be a plane, you know, and it didn't have any wings. It was just like a tube. And, I was like, I gotta get a picture of this, you know? So I grabbed my phone while I'm trying to drive, which isn't smart, folks. Don't do that, by the way. And, I pull it out to try to get a picture, and the only thing I could get is the dashboard. I missed it. And then I look up and it's gone.
Right.
And the weird thing about that is I had never seen anything ever in my entire life before. And this is where I want to get back on the consciousness debate. You know, some people, you know, think that you can communicate this way, and it's kind of odd. It's like whenever your windows are open, you have a tendency to experience more things. And exactly. I never was really open to UFOs, or, you know, I was very rational, and everything was black and white. It was either this or that. It was, you know, over the years I've become much more, you know, open-minded to it. And especially with the UFO community, learning so much. And then this happens, you know, then I see it.
I think having an open mind is very important. In a lot of aspects, but I think having a clear, open mind, you'll be able to tune in to other things.
It's weird the way that it works that way. You know, it's like, you know, like I would hear people say, a lot of times people would say, hey, I'm sensitive to spirits, I'm sensitive to this. And I'd kind of chuckle like, shut up, you know. But, dude, I swear that is a real thing. That is a real thing. The more you're open up to it, the more you're going to. Basically, you're not going to see it if you don't look. But if you look, you're going to see it.
Yes, and I actually have some ghost stories as well. I know that we're pressed on time, but I've been working in senior living facilities for the past couple of years, and I have some stories about the paranormal, ghosts and whatnot. Alexander Guest House was the very first hotel in Oak Ridge. Housed a lot of the presidents and the high government officials, even Einstein, Oppenheimer, all that, you know, when they came to visit Oak Ridge. So it's got a long, long history. It was redone in, I think, 2016, but prior to that, it was like condemned. People had gone in there and put pentagrams in the basement and all kinds of stuff, summoning demons and whatnot. So I have some stories, like shadow people. There's reports of children running up and down hallways and stuff like that. It's crazy.
Is that where you're at currently right now, Brent?
No, I moved on to a different facility in the Groves. So okay. I don't see a whole lot there, but I have experienced some stuff. It's not that extreme.
And, you know, some people seem to believe that the paranormal side of things and the UFO, it's all connected.
I believe so, maybe.
They believe it's all connected. And I, like, you know, Ryan Stacy was actually the first guy that introduced that type of thinking to me. And at first, I'm not going to lie, when I first heard that, I was like, man, I don't know if I want to mix my potatoes with my corn, you know, and my peas. And I don't know. And I like to keep my crazy separate, bro. I don't know if I want to mix my crazy. But when it comes back, when you come back on the we're all connected through one giant consciousness type of thinking, that this is all connected somehow, and it's some things start to make sense. I do want to say this right over here in the chat. I want to give a quick shout out to Nashuba. If I didn't mess up your name, I apologize if I did. They say, hello, Brent Henley. And I've heard from so many people, I would never have believed it until what I just saw. Now I believe it. That's right. You know?
Yeah,
so, absolutely. I mean, seeing is believing. And don't get me wrong, your eyes can be your biggest deceivers ever, but whenever you do have a paranormal experience, you're not just experiencing it with your eyes. You know, right. Anyone who has been there and done that, they know it's something more than that. Okay, thank you. Close enough. Thank you so much. I promise one day I will not mess it up. I promise I won't mess up your name. But thank you so much for your question and hanging out here in the chat. Tell us one of your stories there at one of the facilities that you work at. Something, you know, because I mean, that, unfortunately, that place sees a lot of death.
It does, man. A lot more than I would like. I didn't really take in the. I was not prepared, like, to take the job. It was a maintenance position. And so one of my jobs is, after a person passes away, I'll have to go in the room and clean it up and get it ready for the next person. That's basically my job. And in both of the places, the senior living facilities I worked in, all have memory care units for the people that have Alzheimer's or dementia, extremely bad. So they're completely out of their mind. And then when they pass on, I'm not really sure if they know that they had passed on. I mean, I'm assuming, but there's a time just recently I was painting in a room and I was sitting on the floor painting the trim on the door and everything. And I could feel the presence of a person behind me. And, then I started getting the chills, the hair standing up on the back of my neck, just like somebody just standing behind me, like, you know, looking at me. So I calmly got up, got my paint, you know, turned around. I said, I'll leave you alone. And I left, shut the door, came back later. My housekeeper came in there, opened the window. And she's really religious, but she was like, the spirit needs to escape. So, and, you know, stuff like that, man. Shadow people in the hallways, more so at Alexander House is crazy.
Well, the Alexander House is very well known for being on it. A lot of investigators have came and checked it out. And like you mentioned earlier, you know, Oppenheimer actually stayed there. A lot of famous figures throughout history associated with the atomic bomb, you know, stayed there. You know, like for you guys familiar, Oppenheimer, the movie that just came out. But there's been reports about the Alexander Inn forever, being, you know, with paranormal activity. This is, you know, it's so cool. Our hometown, you know, is connected with UFO phenomenon and a lot of paranormal stuff. But now you mentioned that I find this interesting. I've never experienced it. I don't think I ever want to, because I've heard some like super terrifying stories about the shadow figures. Do you have a shadow figure story?
I do. I have a shadow figure story at my very first house that I bought.
Ah, God, that's the worst.
Yes, it was a duplex. So I lived on one side and rented the other side out. But it was an old house on Hillside. So I
Hillside Road for you
yes.
people, rest of the world.
Right. So it was an old house. fixed it up because that's what I do. But I was walking to my bedroom and I saw a tall shadow figure leaning over like he was going to get something off my dresser next to my bed. And then his face turned towards me like he was looking directly at me, but it was still a shadow, but you could still see the definition of like the nose, the lips, and the eyebrow. It was weird. And I really can't explain it too much, like, unless you actually see it for real. It was like the shadow turned his head, but you can still see the definition of his face and its limbs and everything else like that. So that scared the bejesus out of me. This is one of those things where you see something and then you just turn around and go that way. So, oh, yeah.
Now, did you tell anybody about this afterwards? Was it just, I mean, did you have anybody to tell?
Oh yeah. I told anybody I could tell, you know, I had lots of people over all the time. Okay. So at my facility, we have a TV area, like a lounge. Nobody really sits in there, so it's all vacant. But like, I personally went through there and I saw like what looked like cylinders, not even like shaped like people, but like cylinders, just shadow, and they would move around in like a square, it would happen for a few seconds and go away.
Gosh, that is crazy. This was where the place you're working now.
Yeah.
So you would go in there, you would see, explain to me that again one more time. So it was like
a cylinder, like from the floor almost up to the ceiling, and it would just move around like a chess piece, and then just disappear. It was strange. And
so as you would walk in the room, you would see this.
Yeah, and it's only happened once, you know, so.
And this is a room where like a person recently deceased in.
Expired. There's no telling, I'm sure, but it's a public area. It's an area where the people would come out of the room, has multiple couches and a television and a coffee pot. So they would just come out there and it's all carpeted and really nice. But it's one of them strange things that happened there. And there's a lot of people that had been there at that facility that have stories. Now I do have one. I was talking with one of the RAs in the housekeeping closet, getting some like paper towels or toilet paper or whatever for like the residents. I heard somebody be like, "Sweetie," and it was really, really loud right there. Both me and Brittany both heard it. And we turned around and I looked down the hallway and there was a nurse going by and she was like, "Did you guys holler at me?" And we were like, "No," but there was nobody around.
Wow.
So that's pretty crazy too.
Now, Nash wants to ask you earlier back with the cylinders, Brent, like it was riding a wave, so to speak, the cylinder type figures maybe that you saw, like the way they were moving.
I think it was just, it wasn't like riding a wave. It was just kind of like if you were holding a flashlight going around, but instead of the light, it was like dark. So
interesting.
Yeah.
Now, and now this, the audio that you heard, how long ago was this? Was this something kind of recent or?
It was last year. Yeah. It wasn't that long ago at all.
And you heard somebody, you know, "Sweetie," maybe it sounded like an old woman, maybe.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was getting close to closing time. There was nobody around. The therapy room next to us was completely empty and locked. The memory care unit was right down in the hall. There was nobody around. And we heard it clear as day. It was nuts.
What's always crazy is whenever you're not the only one.
Yeah.
When you have that other person with you that has experienced that too, that validates kind of, you know, what's going on as well. Now, the cylinder thing, did anybody else see that with you, or is that something that you just saw that one time by yourself?
That was just me. Unfortunately, I wish somebody else would have seen that And I know it sounds crazy.
Oh, no. Well, I mean, that's what we do here, you know.
But, yeah. No, I would love for somebody else to have seen it so they wouldn't think I'm just completely bonkers. So,
you know, and I know people have their own theories on the shadow figure phenomena, too. I don't know. I don't know what it could be. I just think there's – I don't know. But I know it's always intrigued me, and it's probably one of the more creepier things out there that people can experience, because I've had some friends that have – oh, man. And I'm going to have to get them on the show to tell their story. This is one of the most terrifying shadow figure stories I've ever heard. Imagine something – I'm not going to go too deep, but just it screaming at you. So, oh, God. I mean, it's terrifying. And unfortunately, this person was the only soul around to experience it. But I don't know what they are, but I do know it's one of those things. It comes back to, you know, oh, if it's not real, if it's make believe, they're just making it. Why does everyone? Why do you continuously hear the same stories?
Right, and that goes along with like the whole sleep paralysis demons and stuff that you would hear. Most of everything that you would hear from that is like shadow people standing over you and all kinds of stuff like that.
Well, and you know, the thing that I talk about that a lot, because, you know, to me, this is what I believe. This is kind of where I think things are. I think there's like two types of realities. There's the physical, touching, matter world that science can't explain a lot of things. Like, it can't explain sleep paralysis. This is physically what is happening to your body. But on a conscious level, another reality, something else is going on. And this is where a lot of people experience alien abductions. They experience a demon standing on their chest. They experience what, it's what they've claimed, you know, the shadow figure standing on their chest. Why do we all have the same experience? Why are our brains tapping into that? So, and a lot of people, you know, you want to dismiss, oh, that's not real. Yeah, it is. You know, everything starts up here. You know, this podcast, the computer, the chair you're sitting in started in somebody's head up here first.
Absolutely, yeah.
So, I mean, people don't realize how those things are connected and how it all works. So it just blows my mind. You know, I mean, people do make things up, but after so many people telling the same story, come on, get out of here.
Do you think that maybe, just maybe, these shadow people might be interdimensional beings? They're passing through, observing. You know, I don't know of any stories that they can actually harm you, but I don't know. Maybe.
I mean, and once again, that connects to the whole everything being connected. All this, the UFO, paranormal, all of it connected to a certain way. And I think that's a very well good possibility. It could be some type of interdimensional being that we're seeing. Maybe, you know, we can only measure our environment, guys, based on the tools that we're given, our senses, you know, our eyes, our ears, you know, our touch, our taste. So, but if we're not equipped with the sense, the tool to be able to measure everything that we're seeing, maybe that's the best we can get out of what we're witnessing as a shadow, you know?
Go ahead. We got somebody.
Let's see. Nash has got a question. Nash, you're doing great tonight. Nash is killing it. So we got, most people believe in God, Jesus, or whatever they believe in, but when it comes to a different dimension and others from a different dimension, it's made a joke of. It's upsetting. And you know what, Nash? Here's the thing, man. I tell jokes for a living, okay? I'm funny for money, and this is something that I don't joke about, you know? So people think you may be clever, bro, but I'm going to tell you what, man. The first time you have an experience like this, you're going to soil your underwear, okay? And it's going to start making you question things. Like I said, open your windows, open your doors, and you're going to see that there's more to reality than, you know, the boring little world that you live in. You know, that's what I would tell them, Nash. But no, you're right. You know, people don't have a problem with believing in other type of supernatural deities and stuff. But when it comes to the thing else, they want to shut their door. And I'm going to, regardless, not even to get into any religion, whatsoever. But I also think, you know, this opens the window doors to a lot of things, you know, and makes you actually become a better person in some ways, because it makes you look, you know, a little broader at some things. But gosh, Brent, dude, this conversation has rolled, bro. We have went from UFOs. We've hopped on shadow figures, you know, actual ghosts. So this has really been fun. But this is what I want to do before we get off here, before we get out of here. I want you guys to go check out Black Goat Collective.
Black Goat Collective, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
sir. This is Brent's band. Very good stuff, very catchy tunes. It's got a dark paranormal feel to it, you know, but if that's the kind of mood you're in, you definitely catch it. You want to check it out. And but I tell you what, Brent, before we get out of here, let the viewers know where they can follow you guys, where they can learn more about you, and heck, even where you may be playing next if you've got something coming up.
Sure. So we've got some shows booked for this upcoming year. We just opened for OTEP. I don't know if you guys know who that is, but it's a heavy metal chick band. And they were really prominent back in like the early 2000s. But man, that was a great show.
You're on TikTok, correct?
We're on TikTok. We're on Black Facebook. Goat Collective
on TikTok. Yes.
Yep.
So, and then on Facebook and YouTube as well.
Yes. And Instagram. We're trying to hit all the media. We're
awesome.
Broaden our horizons. So like, and plus all streaming platforms, you can listen to it.
Apple, Spotify, you guys out there?
Yep. Yeah, awesome. Spotify, Apple, what was it? Amazon, the works. We're on everything.
Good deal. Well, I tell you what, Brent Henley, aka B Bloody, this has been a blast. I love having you. I can't wait to get you back on, and I got to check out a show here soon. Thank you so much for coming on, Brent, man. This has been great. All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode with Brent Henley. A lot of cool UFO stories, a lot of cool paranormal stuff. If you guys have not done so, head over to Patreon and show us some love at Heed the World on Patreon. Share your stories, your experiences at theexperiencersupport.org. Guys, thank you for all tuning in to Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. I'm your host, comedian, magician, Danny Whitson, and we have been broadcasting live on the E-United Public Radio Network, the UFO Paranormal Radio Network, 105.3 FM on the Gulf Coast and 107.7 in New Orleans. I will see you guys next week. All right, that does it for this episode of Beyond the Tinfoil Hat. A big shout out for tonight's awesome guest, and a bigger shout out for everyone who tuned in. And if you haven't done so yet, be sure to subscribe to us on YouTube or wherever it is you listen to your podcasts. And like always, be sure to stay curious, heed the world, and keep the paranormal normal. I'm your host, Danny Whitson, and this has been Beyond the Tinfoil Hat.